Hi, I'm Bridget Price.
And I'm Lauren Kemp.
And this is Entrepreneurs in Progress. All right, we're back for another short clip, guys. We're going to be talking about our partnership and what it entailed and our actual partnership conversation, which I think is really important to share. We knew early on it was important to have an understanding of where we both fell and wanted to make sure we were on the same page and stayed on the same page. And ultimately, that came down to having an essential partnership conversation. So we'll share a little bit more about that. But for starters, I'd like to say I definitely appreciated, Lauren, you initiating this partnership conversation, because I think that when you're friends or when you care about someone, you think that both parties will operate with the best intentions. And I think they do. But sometimes there is not always a clear understanding of how someone might feel, or if they both are on the same page with the direction that they want to go, how all the admin stuff is going to work out, things like that. I value making sure that everyone's on the same page so nothing gets lost in translation. And I always err on the side naturally of being accommodating to make sure that my intent is made clear. But I think the best way to do that is by having just a transparent partnership conversation, which you and I have. So do you mind sharing a little bit about how that went, or even your feelings around the importance of wanting to have that conversation?
Yeah. You know, when we started out with season one, it was a side project. It was something that we wanted to learn as a skill that we wanted to try out. We didn't even know how many episodes we were going to do. We had the goal of 7. We didn't know we were going to end season one on episode 15. So that's why there's no like ending to it. We were just like, let's see how this goes. Let's see if we both like it. Let's see if we even like working together. And that was one of the learnings I had from previous partnerships. Having that trial period of around 3 months is a solid time frame to know if you're both in it, what working together is like. And so that's how it started out. It started out very casual, like very trial-y. Coming back to season two, we both knew that we wanted to get more serious about it. And of course, the more serious you get about something, especially with business, that's like, okay, now we really got to have the partnership talk and make sure we're on the same page. And for those of you who have listened to season one, episode 5, partnerships, you know that I had a really bad experience the last time I had one of these talks with someone. So I was very anxious going to talk to Bridget about it. And not because Bridget was anything like the last person I tried to partner with, and I had to keep reminding myself of that, but just because of the drama of how poorly it went before. And I did not want to destroy our relationship. But I think because we did talk about that experience on our podcast and on partnerships and our feelings about it in general, we both going into it had a sense of how we viewed partnerships. And also, like, you and Marcus have had your share of partnership, you know, stories and learnings. So I think that going into it, we both knew each other's background with partnerships. And I felt like we started from a much more understanding place. We knew each other's intentions. We knew the things that concerned us. And so I think that made it easier leading up into the partnership conversation. How was it like for you going into that talk with me?
Yeah, I wasn't concerned at all about having that conversation. And
that's great.
I think some people might be a little surprised, but I don't typically shy away from tough conversations. And for me, I think I've always operated from more of a pure place. I'm not saying others don't, but I think sometimes when you operate with really no ulterior motive, it's easier to have those conversations because you can either clear things up, you can come to a deeper understanding of concerns that someone else has, and you can appropriately respond to those. I think typically, depending on how these types of conversations can go, if you're not always operating with the best intentions in mind or wanting to make sure you treat the other person with care and respect, that conversation can be a little rough. And then ultimately, too, I think people fear those types of conversations because they might learn that they're not on the same page as another person or their partner. And they're concerned about having to maybe persuade or convince them or figure out how they can get what they want out of this partnership that might be at odds with the other person. Mm-hmm. But because Lauren and I had discussed wanting to do podcasting, not necessarily together at that time, but just generally, and our backgrounds, that conversation was not a problem for me to have. And I think learning more about your partnership experiences from episode 5 in season 1, I wanted to make sure that I came into the conversation with a high regard to your feelings and also making sure that you don't feel triggered, because when we experience situations that make us tiptoe into another similar environment or situation, we can easily feel triggered. Mm-hmm. And so it was very important for me to understand your place and where you were coming from and then appropriately respond to that. And I think the conversation went really well. We were mostly on the same page. There wasn't really a topic that I felt highlighted that we were at odds or had any differences. For the most part, easy peasy. And that I feel lucky for, because that doesn't always happen. It's sometimes challenging.
I think too, we both came in with a bit of trust between us. I think if you kind of lack that trust, then you will question people's intentions and automatically think the worst of them. So I feel like we both had that trust to begin with, that respect, just that awareness, and that we were both trying to do the right thing and work together and just express our feelings. Mm-hmm. And I'm so grateful that you were great. You was like, talking to you went so much easier than the previous talk I had with a partner. And it was so refreshing and nice, because like the biggest thing I was really nervous about was one of the things I had learned in that previous partnership episode is when it comes to a business, you do need someone to be the leader. And that's where things blew up for me in the past. And when we were, you know, casually starting this project, initially I was like, I don't know if I have the bandwidth. I don't even know if I want to be the leader. I was like, Bridget, if you want to run with it, you seem more serious about it. Like, you go do it. Mm-hmm, and then, you know, as we go along, you know, I just got more and more into it. And I was like,
It kind of flipped because I think we found our strides, but I think you have found just really enjoyment in terms of making sure we have valuable content, that we're actually growing our listener base. And I went in there because I felt like I had more free time at the beginning of the year, which I did. Mm-hmm. And I thought I had more bandwidth, and it turned out like I'm feeling a bit stretched here. And so when we had the conversation about who's going to take the lead and that was a very easy conversation. And then also understanding that at some points in time, just like any relationship or partnership, sometimes the scales will tip in the other direction, and just trusting that the person that you're working with can take the reins whenever necessary, and you feel confident in that. I think that's really important too, because that's just the nature of life. Sometimes we're going to be pulled in different directions, not knowing when, and that other person's going to have to step up and be okay with it too.
Yeah. I think another good thing we talked about was just bringing up our budget, because we have to talk to our husbands and they've got other businesses and we got our own like personal financial goals. So like, talked with Brian just to figure out what are we comfortable investing in. We're treating this podcast like any other business that we would. You know, you don't want to just endlessly sink money into it. If we did, that'd be like a nice vanity project. But
yeah,
that's not our intention. Very nice. We don't have endless funds. No. We don't want to have our other businesses suffer in the wake and trying to grow too fast or whatever. So being on the same page about what you're both willing to invest in the business, and obviously it can change depending on momentum or traction or whatever you're seeing, but I think that was a good thing for us to discuss as well and be on the same page about.
Yeah, for sure. I think that we had that trial period in season 1, and then when we got past episode 7, we're like, okay, this really can turn into something bigger. And so what does that conversation look like around our finances? How much are we willing to invest, and how are we going to split it up? And that was super helpful and informative, because we invested in things for season 2 that we wanted to. And then there are other things that we have to put on hold. And we're like, we'll look into that during season 3. And so again, very easy conversation. I feel while obviously we want to grow as quickly as possible and fast as possible. And we know sometimes money is the best way to do that. Mm-hmm. We are doing a really good job of keeping ourselves in check and making sure we don't disrupt our household and still moving the needle forward mm-hmm. and being on the same page in that regard too.
Yeah. I think we're pretty lucky that it went very smoothly too, because these are difficult conversations to have with people. I think that's why doing the trial, working together first, makes such a big difference. Instead of just starting a new business together from zero and trying to be super formal in the beginning, I think you learn mm-hmm. a lot more in a few months of working together. And then when you decide to mm-hmm. get serious, you both either trust each other more or have a self-awareness about what's going on, what it would be like. And there are no, or at least there are less surprises.
Yeah. And one of the things that we did that Lauren initiated before we met for our partnership conversation was outline questions. Hmm. So we can think about them prior to meeting. And again, that just allowed, I think, for a smoother conversation because we already knew what topics would be discussed and then how to go about appealing to each other and understanding where we are coming from. I definitely recommend that if you have partnership talks, maybe have a loose outline or some initial questions that both of you know what to come into with and can respond and not necessarily catch anyone off guard.
Usually it's like questions that you do want time to think about and mm-hmm. that you don't want to answer on the fly. And that sometimes you can't even like answer on the fly.
That's a great point. A lot of the topics require some thought before immediately responding. And that I think that is also a sign of respect, like thinking about this before jumping into a conversation and kind of answering flippantly and not really expressing how you feel. Mm-hmm. And with the finances talk, I think that's super important because sometimes you can be partnered with someone who does have access to unlimited capital or way more capital than you. And they might lean in with, oh, I'll pay for this. I'll do this. Don't worry about it. That can get really murky mm-hmm. if a defined budget is not set. And so you definitely just want to be very clear and transparent about that.
Yeah. I think formalizing our working too, because again, it was so casual mm-hmm. last season. Right now we have a plan to meet up twice a week for, you know, half days and meet together in, mm-hmm. you know, various spaces. And I think you had talked about you and Marcus have set agendas for your meetings. And we had our weekly meeting, mm-hmm. but we didn't really set a clear agenda or take notes or follow up. So I think that formalizing some of these things does help and make it more serious mm-hmm. and hold you accountable. And that's mm-hmm. one of the things that made it so easy and so nice talking to you was because you also value that accountability and we both have that self-awareness. Like going into it, I knew that you had mentioned that you are overly accommodating sometimes and that people mm-hmm. have taken advantage mm-hmm. of your kindness. And I, you know, I was concerned that, hey, like, I know that I don't want to steamroll Bridget because when I have a vision for something, like, I like go after it very mm-hmm. specific, and I Brian knows mm-hmm. I'm not always the most compromising person. I try to be. I like to think that I am, but he knows otherwise. So those are the kind of things that I wanted to talk about with Bridget, is because we both know how we work, and I think something that you do want to talk about with someone you're potentially partnering is what concerns do you have working together mm-hmm. and that could feel like personal attacks, but it's mm-hmm. not. It's just bringing up, this is a concern I have. What do you think about it?
Yeah, it's a work style conversation is really what it is. And then how we can work better together. And I think that's one way to look at it. And then how to effectively communicate, having an agenda, formalizing meetings, things like that does require accountability. And it keeps everyone on the same page. Because Lauren and I are friends, you know, sometimes the beginning of our conversations when we meet are about our weeks mm-hmm. and what we're going through or what we're handling. And that's great. But you also want to make sure we can circle it back and it's a productive meeting and not just sideline conversation that we can have at another time. And just respecting the time is super important too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
That's how our talk went.
It went really well. Clearly,
still working together. We're here. Yeah.
And we plan to in the future. We want to share this little, you know, blip with you all because I don't think people talk about their partnerships a lot and how they come about, and identifying any, preempting, I should say, any issues or concerns and addressing them head on. So I think both Lauren and I are actually pretty direct, and it just looks different. So though I'm accommodating, I'm still very open to hearing things and feedback and stuff like that. And so I think it actually really works well. So yeah, thanks for listening. Hope you gleaned some things. Be sure to like, subscribe, share.
All the things.
Follow us on YouTube, obviously, Instagram, Facebook, connect with us on LinkedIn. But until next time.
Thanks, Bridget.
Thanks, Lauren.